Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Van Groe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fox scores. Hooper moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Kahm moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Vengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengroe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Summa reaches second base with a double. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summa moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Lee steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summa. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Kvengroe fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuchter moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to home to double up Fuchter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Kvengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kvengroe is 0-for-1 in the game. Kvengroe bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss Dill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Summa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvengroe picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kvengroe. Summa scores. Lee moves to third. Speaker moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. There goes Speaker trying to get to home. Hooper throws the ball into Schalk who tags Speaker who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Feuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Schock reaches second base with a double. Roy Elsch pinch hits for Mike Van Groh. Roy Elsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsch hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Schock moves to third. Elsch moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Charlie Jameson pinch runs for Homer Summa. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Jameson scores. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly has Speaker trapped off third. He fires to home, and Speaker is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheely scores. There goes Falk trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Spurgeon, who relays the ball to Sewell, who tags Falk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fuchter bunts towards third. Kaum fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kaum. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Klugman pinch runs for George Burns. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to third for the out. Fuchter moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins catches it and throws to second with Davis covering, to double up Fuchter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Klugman now playing first base. Glenn Myatt now catching. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.